Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and you know, I just love being here, exchanging thoughts with you, hearing your comments, just having a great time. And guess who I brought with me? Dr. Richard Presser. How are you, Richard?
Hi, Carolyn. Hi, everyone.
Well, you know, I know that he loves being here, too. Well, we have two of, I might say, our favorite people on board tonight. Yeshua is coming with Mary Magdalene, and they're both here. We were, Yeshua came last week as our guest and brought some extraordinarily beautiful information. And if you're on our mailing list, you have received recent updates about this date, 10-10-10, and the energies that are coming. And Richard, just tell our audience let's take a moment and tell them about our webpage where they've got all of these truly remarkable videos that we've put together for the people with regards to all of these energy dates.
Yes, the place to get all of the messages about what's arriving, these energies that come in with each date, is on the 2012 Countdown website. We've got a page there called the 2012 Timeline page, and that has all of those key dates and the messages associated with them. But in terms of the videos, they're all on my YouTube site, and I will give you those details. It's under my name, just Richard Presser, without any dots or dashes or anything. So if you just do a YouTube search, you'll find them there. I have put a selection of key messages that we received about this time and all that's unfolding and what we need to do to prepare and all those kind of things on a page of that website that I mentioned, the 2012countdown.com, and you'll see there a page, I think I called it Key YouTube Messages or something like that. Anyway, it's the only one that has YouTube in the name. And so that's a place to collect those key messages, I guess, that I have seen come forth. It doesn't have all of the messages for these key dates on it, however, just a selection of what I have considered to be key overall messages that we've received.
And for those individuals who have such a close connection to Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, there is also the website I Am Yeshua Returned. And there are pictures of that particular area where Yeshua lived. And he and I worked on selecting these different places, and he has given a description. And so if you feel that you have had a connection with the two of them in a past lifetime, you might want to go there and look at the pictures and read what Yeshua has added. And this is done to help you remember. On our conference calls, where we work with the soul healing conference calls, so many people who are coming forth have lived at that time with Yeshua and Mary Magdalene. And it wouldn't surprise me if a lot of people who are listening to us right now shared that lifetime also. Richard, in conjunction with these two beautiful souls, is there some other place that you might recommend that people go and get some more information that we've brought forth about them?
I think there, if one goes to the 2012 shop web page, you'll find there a page which has got Carolyn's ebooks, and on the bottom of that is an ebook which we brought forth from Mother Mary, beginning around Christmas time of last year and through into January. It kind of evolved from being just about that first Christmas, but it has such some fascinating information about the whole unfolding, the background of what was going on so on and so forth, quite fascinating material that's not been revealed before. Quite a bit of it about Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, who they were, what they were about, and what they were doing. So you might like to check that out also. And I think there is a link on there to a free ebook that we put out, which Mary Magdalene gave to Carolyn a year or so ago. Some fascinating information in there also.
Yes, they have been two beings that we have done a great deal of work with. And so much of the information that has come forth, I might say, is not widely understood. You know, in the public domain, they're still debating whether Mary Magdalene and Yeshua were married or not. And information that we received from Yeshua is that the two of them knew each other as children. And so this was a long relationship that the two of them had, and finally did marry, have children. And but I'm maybe taking the words out of their mouth, except I'd like to mention one other thing, that what they came and brought forth was the sacred relationship. And that in itself is a beautiful thought. So, keeping that in mind, we're going to ask our listeners to just hold back on your questions for 15 minutes so that we can bring forth as much information from Yeshua and Mary Magdalene as possible before we start taking questions. And so, I feel Yeshua standing here at my elbow, Richard. Tune in, dear, and tell us what he is trying to impart to our listeners.
I welcome the opportunity to, excuse me, to come forth on this radio show once more. It is an extraordinary opportunity that is provided to us to be able to come forth in this way as humanity once more begins to accept that all of you can communicate with beings on the other side of that veil of consciousness that surrounds your planet. It is an understanding that is growing once more. The Catholic Church worked very hard to discredit the whole notion and persuaded people in general that so-called channeling was of the devil. And finally, that view is beginning to dissolve within the Western world, as you would call it. And so it is such a beautiful opportunity to be able to come forth and share our knowledge and understanding in this way. And I thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, Yeshua. I would like to add to that information to our listeners. I like to think of this as consciousness connecting with consciousness, because it's something that we teach. We teach people how to work from the right side of the brain, how to connect your consciousness to another consciousness, whether it is Yeshua, whether it is the elementals, whether it is a tree, a rock, energy that comes into our planet. All of this has consciousness, and we can connect to it, and we can receive information from it. And so to me, this just seems like something so ordinary in the sense that we are all able to do it. And it excites me when we do a conference call with someone on a soul healing and the people start to understand and work with working from the right side of the brain, connecting with consciousness, and how easy it is. And so thank you for bringing this up, Yeshua, and your beloved is there, and she is, you might say, at my elbow. And one of the things that she wishes to ask me to do, and she wants to give me a little bit of information about how she feels about her beloved, because it is the sort of opportunity that she very seldom has. She says that she has suffered throughout the years with the church trying to put her in the role, you might say, of the prostitute, to take away from her all of her glory, all of her standing, all of what she felt in the company of her beloved. They were together before they even came to earth. They were both born on the same day, different times, of course. And, as it was said earlier, they knew each other as children. They played together. They had fun together. They were friends. And as they grew, this relationship grew. And so knowing what she knew from the other side of the veil, because she's saying, I came into life remembering who I was, what I was to do. The memories didn't all come forth as a very young child, but they gradually came forth before I was 10. I knew I would be holding the space for this beloved one. I knew him. And as soon as I saw him, I recognized him. I knew that this was the one standing in front of me in flesh. I could touch him. Before I remembered that, I was yearning for that one that I remembered being with before I even came to earth. So you might say, this was a relationship that was meant to be. It was meant to be before we came, and it was meant to be after we came. And I was so devoted to him. We truly were two in one. That word love is used today, sometimes frivolously. One doesn't always understand in today's world what true love is. Sometimes love means that you will suffer. Suffer from the point of view, if you see the object of your love painful in some way. I was always there, trying to provide what he needed, trying to anticipate what he needed. I wanted to give him everything. I wanted to make him comfortable. I wanted him to be comfortable in my company, as I surely was comfortable all the time in his company, no matter what we did, whether we were walking along a road in silence, just to be next to him, to be able to hold his hand, to touch him, gave me great joy. And I suffered when he suffered, and I laughed when he laughed. And yes, we had children, and I could look in their faces, and I could see him. They were an extension of him. His work was my work, though it wasn't something that was talked about. I supported him energetically in any way that I could. I comforted him when he was disappointed. Yes, there were times when he was disappointed, and I was there to comfort him. I understood what he was going through all the time. And there were the peaks and the valleys of human emotion, and I was there always. He with me, I with him. And I only hope that all of you who have someone that you love can be in that position when you feel as I felt. And energetically, and in love. We were able to travel the cosmos together. Yes, our bodies were here in flesh on this earth, but we were able together to go back to our Creator. It is part of what the sacred relationship means. And that word Kundalini is used in ways that people don't understand. And two people who truly love one another can do this traveling in the cosmos through Kundalini. All doors are open to them, even going back to the Creator in the center of the cosmos, all there is. And we did that. May all of you feel on some level that love. And many of you now are with partners where there are energies that need to be cleared. These energies are past karmic ties where the energy has collected in the emotional energy body. These two who work with us call it karmic clearing. They do that also. You can do that. And if you're having a problem doing it, get help. This is the moment when that first step needs to be taken. Many of you are living with individuals that you have had many lifetimes with because there are groups of souls who journey this vast path. Many of you here came to Earth in the very beginning, most of you in the time of Atlantis, and many of you have had lifetimes with individuals who are in your family circle now, your siblings, your parents. You might say you have some business together that needs to be finalized, and your energy bodies need to be cleared. It is perhaps the first step that you need to do to start to connect to other consciousness, to connect to me, to connect to my beloved. Know that all of you, when you call on us, we answer, we come. You don't always know that we are there because you are not aware, but we come whenever we are called. We are there. We step in the circle of your presence. Believe this. Because when you believe it, it opens up doors to you. One needs to be opening these doorways because what you believe is true for you. If you close the door, then no one else can open it for you. Only you. And so I will retire for a while, and you might say, allow my beloved to bring forth some information that he might wish to discuss. So, Carolyn asked Richard if he would connect to Yeshua and bring forth what Yeshua would like to talk about.
And he is here, and he is saying, it was with great joy that I listened to those words coming forth from my dearly beloved, as Carolyn voiced those words for all to hear, because she does such a beautiful job of bringing these messages forth from people on the other side. She has been doing this for some 20 years or so, and has an accuracy and an ability which is truly exquisite. And so it brought me joy to listen to this message coming forth, these words coming forth, as my beloved shared with you some great secrets, you could say, not because they have been kept as secrets by us in any way, but because the way life has unfolded upon your planet, these secrets have been hidden. They've been taken away from humanity. The gifts that we were bringing forth, they were removed from the day-to-day experience of most of humanity for the best part of 2,000 years. And so they are now beginning to return, in particular through the work of these two. And so it is with great joy that I watch this begin to unfold. The words sacred relationship have been used by many in many contexts because some have subconsciously felt an awareness, a connection to that knowledge, that understanding, but it truly has not been brought forth in the terms that my beloved spoke of. Indeed, our bringing it forth at that time was one of three examples where the sacred relationship was brought forth upon your beautiful planet. And you all might be aware of the power of triangles in sacred geometry. And so these three relationships, in their own way, cemented the presence of the sacred relationship within the consciousness of the planet, even though it has been long hidden from you. It could not be taken away. And so it is placed there. And as the understanding begins to come forth upon your planet as to what is unfolding and the knowledge of such things as the sacred relationship begin to come forth, it will be so much more readily claimed by all of you who choose to claim it for yourselves because of the work that was done by those three couples, one of which was Mary Magdalene and myself. And I will tell you that the other two were actually past life expressions of the two that are bringing these messages to you today. This was a powerful triangle that was created. And so I wanted to mention this to you because it is time for some of these broader understandings, the beauty of what it means to be a human being that embraces its spiritual truths and abilities and brings them forth in its totality, not just as an individual, but within the relationship with another. This is exquisite, an exquisite experience of what it is to be human. And all of this awaits all of you, should you choose it in your future. And so it is.
Oh, thank you. What a beautiful message. And we're going to start taking questions. And I see that Donnan from New Mexico is on line one. You have a question, Donnan.
Hello there.
Hello.
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 It is such a pleasure to hear Jessica's voice and Mary Magdalene's voice, and I'm so thankful. I've been crying sitting here listening to it. I feel very connected to the mission of Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, Mary, Anna, and I am calling to find out how I am to contribute to their work, their mission.
Richard, would you take Yeshua's answer to that?
You are one, Donnan, that has come forth in this lifetime to bring forth the karmic clearing and rejuvenation commands that have been given to Carolyn and Richard. And I encourage you to send your details by email to Richard so that he might add you to that list, so that when this work begins to come forth, you will be informed of it.
I love you so much.
This is the most powerful contribution that you can make, and any other individual that feels a strong pull to connect with this work almost certainly is one who has come forth in this lifetime to undertake this work, because the window of time is very short between now and the end of 2012, and there is a planet full of people to awaken, to alert to what is happening, and for those who choose this path to undertake that preparation. It seems an almost impossible task, but I assure you it is not. It will unfold with surprising rapidity. And so it is.
Thank you, Richard. And Don and Mary Magdalene is here, and she's asking me to give you a vision, to describe to you a vision that she has placed in my awareness. And so what I would like for you to do is to place your consciousness in your heart. Feel the rhythm of your beating heart and the breath going in and out of your body. And concentrate on what I am saying. I see you standing in a long robe. Underneath is the white robe of the Essenes. And over top of that is a darker cloak that was their cloak that they used when they were traveling, because walking along dusty roads, they wished to keep their garment clean and white. And I see you walking along the road with your outer garment pulled closely about you. And you see me. I am standing there waiting for you. And I see the date trees hanging heavy with dates, the lushness of the water. And I am waiting for you. And you run to me, and I place my arms around you. We were very close. And that's the end of the little scene. Donnan, place your awareness after the radio show and see if you can connect to that memory. Bless you. And so we go to Jana from Niagara Falls, Canada, and she's on line two. Jana, what can we do for you?
Hello, Carolyn.
Hello, dear.
Thank you for receiving me tonight.
Oh, we're delighted. What can we do for you?
I'd like to ask a question. Just before the summer solstice this year, I was drawn to go to the UK, to Glastonbury area,
yes.
Stonehenge and Avebury, and I went to the Chalice Well, and could we hear a little bit about Master Yeshua and Mary Magdalene's experience there in the Glastonbury area? And also, I'd like to have them share, if they would, a focus for me at this particular point in time for service.
I'm going to ask Richard to take Yeshua's message about this.
The Chalice Well at Glastonbury is indeed a very powerful site, as you have come to understand, and indeed the world that has any interest in spiritual matters, by and large, has come to understand. And it has very deep connections to the history of the spiritual unfolding of the planet. There are recognized connections with individuals such as King Arthur and Queen Guinevere, but also to figures such as Merlin, and indeed, looking more broadly, the Druids, who worked with that site over a long period of time. And indeed, it is a site that had great power back into the time of Atlantis. And so it is an important site. And so it is a site that also has power and significance as events unfold in the preparation for all that will unfold from that solstice of December 2012 and beyond. And I simply mention this in passing. And in regard to the significance of that site for Mary Magdalene and myself, I will say that I visited that site when I was quite young. Some of you may be aware that I spent my young teenage years in Britain, in England predominantly, and indeed I spent time at that location. I spent some 4 years with the Druids. I was taken there by my uncle, Joseph of Arimathea, who indeed was Mary Magdalene's father, who had tin mines in that area and shipped ore around all of the Roman Empire and was a very wealthy individual. And he was also an archdeacon of the Druids. He was a deeply spiritual individual who not only had studied the Essene practices, but indeed many other traditions. He had spent time in the Himalayas with Babaji and others who, I will tell you, is still present upon your planet and is an extraordinary individual who taught me much also and has spent over 2,500 years incarnated upon your planet and looks about 30. Joseph took me there to begin some of my early studies, and so I spent time at Glastonbury in that time, and so I understand its power and its importance. And there are those who talk of Mary Magdalene and I spending time at that site, but indeed it is not a place that we visited and spent time at. So I wanted to clarify that aspect. That does not in any way diminish its importance, and that is why I spent a moment explaining this to you. And there indeed is another figure that has a connection with that area, that has a very close connection with us. As many of you know, Mary Magdalene's father, Joseph of Arimathea, returned to that area after the crucifixion. But that is another story. And so your question is, how can you contribute in this time? And I would say to you that the most powerful way that any human being can participate in what is unfolding is to firstly undertake your own preparation for what is unfolding, which is embodied in those three steps that are documented on the Are You Ready page on the 2012countdown.com website. They being acknowledge your creator, clear your negative karmic past, and rejuvenate your physical body. And even though you might be of an age where reversing the age of your body might not be important. The preparation that will come forth as a result of that command is no less important, and we anticipate that command will be active upon your planet very, very soon. And so that is the first step. Beyond that, it is to, at the very least, be an example to the rest of humanity, as Father God explained in the message that he gave with that series of messages that we brought forth for 10-10-10. He explained the importance and the value of being an example to others through having experienced the rejuvenation command and bringing forth its results. This is an important step for anyone who is awakened to any extent spiritually and understands what is unfolding. It will be like an alarm bell going off in the consciousness of all of those around you, because everyone upon the planet on some level is aware of what is unfolding. They've just forgotten. Everyone knew when they were coming forth in this lifetime, knew that ascension was part of the plan. And so it will be a trigger that will awaken many, many people. Not all will awaken, but it will awaken many. And the additional step beyond that is then for those who are drawn to it and have come forth with it being an aspect of their mission to bring forth these commands, to run these workshops, which will be fashioned by Carolyn and Richard, to bring forth firstly these commands and secondly to bring forth some basic spiritual understanding for those experiencing these commands, because as you would recognize, for the most part, humanity, dare I say it, does not have a clue about their spiritual nature. And so there is some basic understandings which needs to be put in place. And so if you are drawn to that, and I am giving this as a very broad answer to any who might hear my words, make your sense of this known to Richard via email, because he will check to see whether it is part of your mission to do this. And as I have said, there are many who have this as an aspect of their mission who have not yet come forth and acknowledged that or understood it for themselves. This will continue to change. And for you, dear one, I will say to you that the urge that you feel that has you ask that question tells you that you indeed are one that has come forth in this lifetime to bring forth these commands. And as such, I encourage you to send your details to Richard so that he can confirm it for himself and add you to that list. And so it is.
Well, blessings to you, Jana. How do you feel? Well, we'll go to the next caller, who is Florence from Guam, and she is on line 3. Welcome, Florence.
Hi, Carolyn and Richard. Thank you very much for taking my call. And I've been waiting for this for a long time.
Our
my
pleasure.
Heart is really jumping for joy.
I'm so thrilled for you.
I thank Yeshua and Mary Magdalene for coming forth. I love them so much.
Aww.
What
they
I
love
wanted
you.
To ask is that, you know, the picture that you sent to email in regards to Yeshua's picture?
Yes,
my
it's beautiful.
My question is, when you look into his blue eyes, his beautiful blue eyes, does it give you energy of healing and calmness?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what I felt whenever I look at his face,
mm-hmm.
his eyes. And I thank you so much, Carolyn, for giving us the truth about Mary Magdalene. She's such a wonderful woman.
Do you have a question for either one of them?
Yes, I my question is, I wanted to know if I'm really connected to them somewhere in the past life, because I feel so close to them.
Well, before I send your question over to them, let me say this, Florence, that one of the ways that we understand truth for ourselves is through the emotional system. It is a trigger that the body has that helps to alert your spirit, your, you might say, ego self, and that comes from really the spiritual body. We have these three bodies around the physical body.
Okay.
And it is from that spiritual body that the you feel this emotion. And so anytime you feel an emotion that is full of love, like you are feeling, it is because you have a connection with them. And so I'm going to ask Richard if you'd be kind enough to have Yeshua discuss this with her, and then I will have Mary Magdalene say, give a message to her too.
My dear Florence, you indeed are one that shared that lifetime with us. It is no surprise that you feel drawn to us, because you were an Essene. You were part of that community from which we came forth. And indeed, I will say that almost without exception, all of those who formed part of that Essene community are incarnated upon Earth at this time. You have all returned to assist with this special time of preparation. And so I mention this because there will be many who ask questions on these radio shows over the next few months and onwards, who will find that they were part of that community. And it will seem like a roll call, because you are drawn to step forth and acknowledge that connection. And so that is my message to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Yeshua. I love you.
And this is from Mary Magdalene.
Thank you.
My dear one, you knew then, but you have forgotten now, that you, along with so many other of the Essenes, were cherubim. This is a distinct group, in case you are not aware. They are not cherubs. They are cherubim. The angels that were created after the seraphim. Those masters of energy, of vibration. And they came and supported us, Yeshua and myself, and any other time when it was possible that there would be great light and spiritual unfolding upon this planet. And you have come many times to assist in that. It is why you feel this love, dear one, because the energies are reminiscent of each other. And we all supported Yeshua. We surrounded him to protect him, to support him, and you were back again, beloved. So, my dear Jana, or rather my dear Florence, think about that, being the cherubim, coming all of those times to support the other cherubim, and this beautiful representative who you supported many times. You knew who he was, just connect and remember who you are. Thank you, Florence. And then the next one is Rebecca from the Bay Area, and she is on line one. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing great, dear. What can we do for you?
What I would like to have you do is talk more about the 10-10 energy. Now, in some parts of the world, it's already 10-10. So does that mean the energy has started hitting in those areas and will sweep over the globe? And
did you listen to that information that Richard and I brought forth on 10-10-10?
Oh, just recently or on this
call? Yeah.
I didn't get the part if it's already started hitting our
okay,
planet or
so
not.
You're familiar with the energy and you've listened to that information that we sent out. We channeled Yeshua and Isis and Father God on the subject. Did you listen to those?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. What date was that? Do you know?
I'm going to turn you over to Richard. Richard, would you be kind enough to tell Rebecca about that we just sent out?
Sure. Rebecca, are you on our mailing list?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then you would have received an email from me probably 2 to 3 days ago, which contained the full text of the messages from Yeshua and Isis and Father God in relation to this date and the power of those energies and what they were about. In addition, I have just in the last hour or so, couple of hours, sent out an email which has links in it to those two messages, as it's turned out. It's in two YouTube videos which have been posted in the last few hours. So that's perhaps the best way to absorb it. And so I'm not going to go through the detail of those messages here. Rather, I encourage anyone who wants to absorb that information to watch those two YouTube videos. Adam's done a beautiful job once more in taking those messages and turning them into excellent, excellent videos with great, great images. And so this event is an important gateway as we move forward. And in terms of your question about the existence or the timing of these energies, one of the things that Yeshua and probably others over time have spoken about in relation to the energies that come in through these gateways is that they begin around about 3 days before the key time and last for about 3 days after. So you're talking about 7 days roughly that the energies are active, if you will. And so they build up over those 3 days and then phase down afterwards. So it's not as if there's this light switch gets turned on the moment it turns midnight in New Zealand or something, where the day begins. It is an unfolding, if you will, that occurs over several days and then declines. When I say declining, I use those words advisedly because in many instances these gateways, these events are bringing forth energies which will remain upon the planet from that moment forth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Richard.
Okay, blessings.
And
okay,
yes,
bye-bye.
Blessings. And Sherry from Trinidad is online too. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
That's great. Hi, Richard and Carolyn and Joshua and Mary. That's a lot to see.
Yes.
I have a question that's kind of very personal. And when I heard that, I listened to the last week's show, and when I heard that you were doing a show with them together, I feel like it's the perfect time to ask this question. I've been having visions of like a man, but I'm getting now very frequently, and anytime I close my eyes, I see this face, And I've had someone who's intuitive tell me it's my twin flame. But I feel a little bit stuck because even though I see this vision very vividly, I don't know exactly what to do with the, I mean, it's just, I see it and then I'm kind of like, okay, I'm seeing this, but what do I do with it?
Well, we don't usually answer personal questions, but I'm going to turn this over to Yeshua and see what he says, because this is a time when twin flames are coming together, whether they are both incarnate on this planet or they are on other planets, other dimensions. And I think it would be good for our audience to hear what Yeshua says about this. Richard.
The notion of a twin flame is an important one, and it is perhaps worth taking a moment to explain what this means. One of the events, you could say, which unfolded in the time of Atlantis was a separation of the soul, if you will, into two aspects, the male and the female. And these two aspects are, you could say, twin souls to each other. And some of those aspects have continued to journey upon the planet, and some have not. And this is what Carolyn was alluding to. And in addition to these relationships, which are, you could say, unique in nature for each individual or individual soul, there are also many soulmates. These are souls which you have journeyed with over many lifetimes and with whom you may feel great affinity, a great relationship. And when you meet these individuals in the current lifetime, if you do so, you may feel a very close bond with them. And in some cases you may think that is your twin soul or twin flame, and it is not. And so there are these things to be understood. And in your case, the vision that you are experiencing is indeed a vision associated with your twin flame. In your case, your twin flame is not present upon the planet. However, there was an agreement that you made to work with your twin flame in this lifetime, for him to support you in your spiritual awakening and in your mission upon the planet. And so he is seeking to contact you. And if you are uncertain as to how to open up to his communication with you, then I suggest you may wish to have a soul healing session with Carolyn and Richard to both undertake the clearing process, but also to open up your ability to communicate with other forms of consciousness. And in that way, you'll place yourself in a position to be able to communicate with him as you have both agreed. And so it is.
Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Sherry,
can
for
I
your
ask
question.
One other question?
Yes.
I've always felt a very strong connection to Yeshua and Mary, and I've been reading up and trying to learn as much as I can. I just wanted to know if I would happen to be maybe part of their group, or, you know, that you've been talking about these themes.
Richard, do you want to comment on that quickly? Because we need to leave. I think Sherry's going to be the last one that we can answer on this show. So answer her question quickly, dear.
You were one that was part of that community. You indeed were an Essene in that time, and that is why you feel a connection with us.
Thank you, Yeshua.
Thank you.
And yes, thank you, Sherry. And believe it or not, we are here at the end of this hour. The time went by like a blink of an eye. I'd like to thank Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, and you, Richard, for bringing forth this information. And I would like to ask Mary Magdalene and Yeshua if they would be delighted, as I am delighted, in coming again and speaking to our audience.
Yeshua is saying we would love to come again.
So until the next time, my friends, this is Carolyn and...
Richard. I'm asleep here, asleep
indeed,
at the wheel.
Indeed, at the switch. Goodbye for now. Until the next week.